Welcome to your go-to source for entertainment. Wait for it. Gaming. Wait for it. Anime.
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino? Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Wait For It Podcast. My name is Phil Smith, a.k.a. Phil the Filipino. Super happy to have you for a brand new episode of the Amity Phil Horror. It has been a very long time since I have done this series, and I am super excited to get back into it. For those of you longtime listeners, thank you so much for your support. We really, really appreciate it. Truly could not do this show without you. And for any of you that are brand new, that are a little bit confused as to what this episode is about, maybe you came here to listen to a movie review or something else regarding like anime or video games. I am obsessed with all things that have to do with aliens, conspiracy theories, or in the case of this episode, the paranormal. So it's a series entitled The Amity Phil Horror, in which I will discuss different paranormal topics. It's been a really, really fun series, and I've gotten a lot of excellent feedback on it, so I am happy that you guys are enjoying these episodes. But again, if you are a new listener, and this isn't necessarily your cup of tea, take a look around at our library. I promise you there's something here for everybody. But for those of you that want to stick around, I have a really, really exciting episode for you here. If you do enjoy this episode, stick around to the very end, and I'll let you know where you can find all the rest of our content, as well as our social media. But let's get into it here, folks. Again, as I mentioned, the last Amity Phil horror story I did was back in January of 2021 when I covered the Stanley Hotel. So I'm really excited to discuss with you guys the Whaley House. Now, I chose the Whaley House for a couple of reasons, not only because it is a hotbed of paranormal activity, but also because I was able to visit it last week when I visited my sister and her boyfriend in San Diego, California. Unfortunately, it is currently closed due to COVID. So I wasn't able to go on like a tour, a nighttime tour or anything like that. But I did get to check out the building and the grounds, and I am hoping to visit again very soon so I can take a proper tour of the home. Another disclaimer, I am feeling a little under the weather today, so if I sound like I am congested, it's because I am. So I appreciate you guys, sticking it out with me. And a lot of the information for this episode came directly from whaleyhouse.org. They listed everything so eloquently on their website. A lot of the information just came directly from that. So the Whaley House, it's located at 2476 San Diego Avenue in the Old Town District of San Diego, California. So let's start with a story. Two giggling boys crouched upon the porch of the old brick house and began to rotate the small lever in the door, resulting in the delightful jingle of a bell. The clicking of dainty quick footsteps approached, and slowly the door opened just a crack. The smell of heavy perfume wafted past the children's noses. "Hay espantos aquí con ojos grandes," whispered the diminutive French woman, peeking out from the glass-painted door bearing a rectangular silver nameplate reading T. Whaley. Momentarily paralyzed with fear, the boys' eyes grew wide in terror. Slowly glancing toward each other, they simultaneously backed away from the door and took off running toward the plaza. Those were the words of Anna Whaley, spoken over a century ago on a regular basis to the curious children of Old Town, who had a habit of creeping up to her home just as the daylight began to fade, in the hopes of seeing a specter before their mothers called them home for dinner. Mostly, they saw Mrs. Whaley. Sometimes she just gave them a good scare right there on the front porch. If she wasn't too weary or feeling poorly, she invited the children inside to enjoy a cookie or a small treat and perhaps a tall tale. A very tall tale, one that stood about 6 feet, 4 inches tall, to be precise. The tale of Yankee Jim Robinson, the ghost who was haunting her home. Now, many people in the area had never seen this stranger, but everyone knew who he was. You couldn't live in Old Town and not know who Yankee Jim Robinson was. He was infamous. He arrived in San Diego in 1852 and roused up quite a ruckus. Apparently, he had a bad habit of taking things that didn't belong to him, and the residents in the area had pretty much lost all patience with this newcomer. He was captured, tried, and brought to a vacant lot south of the plaza, conveniently located within steps of El Campo Santo Cemetery. Yankee Jim was given a Catholic baptism to save his mortal soul. after which the 6'4" Santiago Robinson was hauled up onto a buckboard wagon and a rope was placed around his neck. The wagon pulled out from under his feet and dropped him within inches of the ground. In fact, Jim was so much taller than the average man that the toes of his boots were scraping the dirt. In the crowd, a young man from New York stood observing Yankee Jim slowly strangled to death, and that man was Thomas Whaley. A couple of years later, the property where Yankee Jim and a few others were hanged was purchased by Whaley, and in 1856, Thomas Whaley built his home right smack dab on top of the spot where Yankee Jim and others met their demise. Friends and neighbors in the area shared their concern with Whaley regarding his choice of the lot to build upon. Now, he just smirked at their superstitions and built a grand house he was certain would be the envy of all. Rumors began to circulate about the mansion down the street. It appeared the Whaleys had themselves an invisible specter who moved into the house even before they did, and it's been presumed ever since to be the angry spirit of Yankee Jim. Now, Old Town folklore handed down over 150 years reveal rumors of ghostly residents within the Whaley house began at the time the structure was built. Stories from family, friends, boarders, neighbors have filtered through the decades until no one is quite sure where some of the tales began. The folklore itself has become cemented in the history of the Whaley House. And that's pretty common, especially with haunted locations. It's really hard to kind of track where the origin of a lot of these stories came from. And while some of them are legitimate, others are kind of just made up to build up the lore of the area. Thomas Whaley is reputed to be the first family member to acknowledge the heavy, disembodied footsteps up on the second floor when no one else was in the home. According to Anna Whaley, there was a presence in the house that surrounded her that she could not shake off. Eventually, Anna regarded the property to be doomed, the cause of all the tragedy in her life. Son Francis Hilton Whaley spent several years restoring the home at the turn of the 20th century and had his own otherworldly experiences there. Spending hours alone in the home, he'd close all the shutters and curtains and attempt to communicate with the spirits that he believed to be present. Lillian Whaley shared the home with boarders in her later years, many of whom experienced odd occurrences in the structure. She felt the widespread rumors of the hauntings to be both a blessing and a curse, as the story circulating kept vandals away from the property, but at the same time discouraged renters when she needed the extra income. Anna Whaley's words about ghosts were ironic in that now it would appear that she too is among the spirits that roam the halls of the Whaley house and is likely responsible for some of the bumps taking place in the night in the old brick building. Chairs will rock, chandeliers swing, doors open and close of their own volition. Invisible fingers strike the keys of a piano that is no longer present. The sounds of cutlery against fine bone china, a wordless phantom meal emanates from the dining room, often accompanied by the aroma of fresh-baked bread and pies during the holidays. The scent of fine Cuban tobacco and French perfume waft through the halls. The activity isn't limited to the human, either. Many individuals have witnessed a small dog chasing a cat through the home and out into the garden. At one point, the home was actually used as a courtroom, and that courtroom is still there when you visit the home. And over the years, scores of individuals have heard the disembodied pounding of a gavel emanating from that room. Other visitors have described seeing or sensing the presence of a woman as well. Quote, "I see a small figure of a woman," one visitor said, "who has a swarthy complexion. She is wearing a long, full skirt, reaching to the floor. The skirt appears to be a calico or gingham small print. She has kind of a cap on her head, dark hair and eyes, and she is wearing gold hoops in her pierced ears. She seems to stay in this room, lives here, I gather," end quote. None of the Whaleys fit this description, but the home was rented out to numerous tenants over the years, so perhaps the mysterious woman in the courtroom is one of these people. Laughter and music of vaudeville seep from the walls of the upper rooms rented to the Tenor Troupe Theater. The strains of violin, guitar, and piano float past the long-forgotten musical soirees, parties, and balls, the pitter-patter of tiny feet scampering down the hallway, the clicking of dainty high-heeled slippers and the rustling of silk skirts. A child's laughter, a child's cries, and a mother's sweet French lullabies. Now, in 1858, Thomas and Anna Whaley's son, Thomas Jr., contracted scarlet fever and died in the home. He was only 18 months old. Sounds of a baby or young children are often presumed to be little Tommy. Another child, a young girl, has been witnessed playing in the dining room. Psychic Sybil Leek encountered this spirit during a visit in the 1960s. She said, quote, It was a long-haired girl. She was very quick, you know, in a longish dress. She went to the table in this room, and I went to the chair. Urban legend has it that this is the ghost of a playmate of the Whaley children who accidentally broke her neck on a low-hanging clothesline in the backyard, and whose name was either Annabelle or Carrie Washburn. There are no historic records of any child dying this way at the Whaley house, nor is there any record of any family named Washburn residing in San Diego at this time. It is believed that the legend was started by a one-time employee of the Whaley house in an effort to add to the house's mystique, which is what I was talking about earlier. Now, there is also the legend of the ninth step, which began when folks experienced an odd sort of pressure upon ascension of the narrow staircase, which for many years was presumed to be the revenant of Anna Whaley reliving a traumatic event, attempting to stop visitors from gaining access to the second floor. More recently, that sensation of pressure is attributed to Yankee Jim, who may have died in this particular spot. Although Lillian Whaley reported that her father told her Yankee Jim was hanged over the location of the archway separating the parlor and the study. A young woman is often sensed lingering upon the second floor of the house, and many perceive a feeling of profound sorrow in that portion of the home. She is thought to be the Whaley's daughter Violet, who committed suicide and died in the home in 1885. Likely suffering from clinical depression compounded by life events, Violet had a tendency to remain in solitude in the second floor of the home during her last year of life. And of course, Thomas Whaley himself has been witnessed standing at the top of the stairs. The former curator of the museum said, quote, "We had a little girl, perhaps 5 or 6 years old, who waved to a man she said was standing in the parlor. We couldn't see him, but often children's sensitivity is greater than an adult's." A man who had seen him said he was, quote, "clad in a frock coat and pantaloons. The face turned away from her so she could not make it out. Suddenly it faded away." As mentioned, his wife Anna, attired in a cherry green gingham gown, has been momentarily spotted upon the settee in the parlor. And actually, the late television personality Regis Philbin had his own experience when visiting the home. Quote, "All of a sudden, I noticed something on the wall. There was something firmly white. It looked like an apparition of some kind. I got so excited I couldn't restrain myself. I flipped on the flashlight and nothing was there but a portrait of Anna Whaley, the long-dead mistress of the house." According to scores of paranormal investigators and visitors, the spirits of Thomas and Anna Whaley continue to watch over. After all, this is their home, and they show no signs of leaving. The Whaley House has hosted many paranormal shows such as Ghost Adventures, America's Most Haunted, and BuzzFeed Unsolved. America's Most Haunted actually labeled it the most supernatural home in the U.S. Additionally, back in 2005, Life magazine called the Whaley House, quote, "the most haunted house in America." I'm actually going to link the episode of BuzzFeed Unsolved in the show notes, which I've recommended before. It's hosted by Shane Medej and Ryan Bergara. Absolutely fantastic show. It's a nice balance of someone who is a believer, which is Ryan, and someone who is a complete skeptic, which is Shane, and it's just really, really good. The spirits present at Whaley House are gracious hosts, as long as you remember what your mother taught you, to always mind your manners in someone else's house. The Whaley staff cannot guarantee that you shall see, feel, smell, or hear anything out of the ordinary on your visit, and thusly, they cannot give you a guarantee that you will not. They can assure you, however, that the entities that occupy the Whaley House are fully aware of your presence and everything you do and say. If you are quiet and listen carefully, you may indeed experience something from beyond the veil. So that is the Whaley House in San Diego, California. Again, I really hope that I can visit it once it opens back up again to visitors. If you're like me and you enjoy the paranormal, it's really a cool feeling to see one of the locations that's in all of these shows that you watch. Shout out to my sister and her boyfriend for indulging me and taking me down to that area. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Again, I have a lot of fun doing them and researching them. We have so much more planned for the month of June. Of course, we will have a review of In the Heights, which comes out this weekend. That will be out on Monday. Please go check out my recommendation from this past Monday of the animated Harley Quinn show. And then later this month, we have a bunch of really fun episodes planned for Tirades and Hot Takes and The Game Room Where It Happens. So make sure you keep up with us for all of those future episodes. You can find all of our content on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, literally anywhere you're listening to your podcasts. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please consider subscribing and leaving us a 5-star review. Apple Podcast reviews are literally the lifeblood of podcasting, and it would be a huge help if you could go over there and do that for us. You can also find us on social media on Facebook and Instagram, Wait For A Podcast,
and on Twitter at Wait For A Pod. You can find me at Phil the Filipino, F-I-L-I-P-I-N-O, and my co-host Eric is at Mr. Eric Almighty.
I understand that some of you listening to this episode might be skeptics, and that's perfectly fine. It's actually a really good idea to go into some of these stories with a healthy amount of skepticism. One of the last things I'll say are words from Regis Philbin. He said, quote, "You know, a lot of people poo-poo it because they can't see it, but there was something going on in that house." This has been the Amity Phil Horror. I'm your co-host, Phil the Filipino. Don't forget, we release new episodes every Monday and Wednesday. All you have to do is wait for it.
So, I heard you're looking for a go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it.
Gaming.
Wait for it.
Anime.
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino? Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.